Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for our refuah shleima, for Abtachar to Menachem, and Gittim Lebrayan Delea, Shalom Ben Fegedina, Yehuda Ben Tzion Ben Omi, the Shalom refuah shleima, and for Baron Yisrael, Moshe Mordechai, Ariel Ben Shlomit, Yehuda Yaakov Medina Chasha, Shimon Ben Yamin Tishna Rachaleya, Aaron Yisrael, Moshe Mordechai, did I already say that? David Shukrala Ben Rachel, and Moshe Shimon Ben Brian Akel, the Shalom of Bracha Vatzlocha, Moshe Gavriel Ben Yehudis, Bracha Vatzlocha, Bachom Masa, Yedeim, Hemachol Nimbaleim, Zev Shalom Ben Bina, all of them. And their families. So we're in the middle of learning the Sefer Avodas Shem Me'ashovim of the Vision Serebi, Holy Vision Serebi, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and we are now in the second chapter. So this chapter is called Cheshbon Uim Nafshel. This talks about the importance of making a Cheshbon HaNefesh, that everybody has to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, everybody has to take an accounting of himself. So these days are days of Shovim, Shos, Vei, Rabo, B'Shal, Chisar, Mishpat, and these parashias are parashias of Tshuva, and everybody has to think to himself, where am I going? What am I doing? How am I doing? How can I fix myself? How can I elevate myself? A person has to put himself in the category of an Eved Hashem. What's an Eved Hashem? Somebody she'oved, this is page Yud Gimel of the Kuntres, somebody who's oved al atzmo v'al ramach evarv she'asav esrotzan abore v'lo yishu mishu abodim l'tavas agashmos. An oved is somebody who works on himself and all of his 248 limbs, that they should do the will of the Creator, and they should not be meshubah, they should not be subordinate to gashmias diketayvas. That is our purpose in this world, to make ourselves ovdim, that we should not be meshubah to our physical desires, rather to completely to the ratzon habore. These days are days that are miyuad, that are set aside for a cheshbon hanefesh in all matters. Everybody knows what's going on inside of himself. If you just look, you can see inside and see where you're doing well and where you're doing less well. When does the Yetzer chop a person? When he's not making a cheshbon hanefesh, and that's why the Yemei Shovvim come and they get you right in the middle. It's a good time because you have the Yamim Noraim, which was wonderful. You had the days of tshuva from Elul to mid to Yom Kippur, and then obviously Sukkot was Avodas Tshuva Me'ava, and then after Sukkot we didn't say Tachna for the rest of the month, so people were also feeling a lot of Ava for Hashem. And then we got into Cheshbon got a little bit dry, but then we already knew in Kislev there wasn't much time left. Kislev was already misnotzei. It's Cheshbon, the purpose of Cheshbon is to internalize all of the avod of Tishrei, all of the sermons that we got. Comes Kislev avod of Hanukkah. That was pretty cool, pretty amazing. And then there's nothing doing now for a while, so now we have the Shovim. The Shovim keep us alive spiritually. Then Purim, Pesach, counting down till Shavuos, or counting up till Shavuos. And Baruch Hashem, it's good to be Jewish. Always keeps you alive, awake. Ma! That's what Hashem wants. That we should do. Keep us smothers, this bonus, b'shleimus nafsho. If you're constantly doing a hisbonus, you're thinking about you're taking spiritual stock of yourself, that can taka save you from going down. And will elevate you. And based on this, we can explain the pasuk. The tefillah better that we say in Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Now as we speak, it's Erev Rosh Chodesh. Zikaron lechulam yu shuas nafsham miyat sonei. Zikaron lechulam yu. If everybody remembers, if everybody makes a cheshbon and efesh, shuas nafsham miyat sonei. There's no souls are going to be saved from the hater. Who's the hater? Obviously the Yetzer Hara who's going to try to knock us down. V'gach pirish Adoni Avi Mori Rabbi Akados. So my father explained pasuk ve'avo ayom el ha'ayin. Eliezer said, I went to the well. What does that mean? Hakavanah lehavi hayom neged ein asecha v'avayom. I will bring the day el ha'ayin, not to the well, to the eye, that your eyes should look at your days and see how you're doing. And like the famous Maisa with Harav HaKadosh, Rebbe Elimelech Milizhensk, at one time, he was a guest by the Holy Rebbe Me'apta. And he heard the Rebbe Me'apta heard Rebbe Meilich say, Navshi, Navshi, V'yazoi hastu upgefirt deine yorin, ves doch nish zoiche zayin soilam haba. He was mamish giving himself very, very strong musar. And he said, you messed up your whole life and your years and you're not going to be zochet olam haba. But then he said, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevaker Cholim and he's Gomel Chasadim. אם כן בוודא ייתן גם לביר ישפלה כמו ליטום מקצס מינוי מעליון אף על פי שאינו הוגן ואינו כדאי. Hashem will let you taste a little bit of his sweetness even though you're not worthy. So if that's what Rav Meila thought about himself, that he's so far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma na 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 basrei, what are we going to say? And that's what the Heilige Abbas Yisrael says in the Pasuk in Tehillim Kufav. I think it's Kufav or Kufzayin. Mi chacham v'yishmor eile. Who will be wise and guard these? So we have, like Rashi says in Mishpatim, eile pasel es harishon. When you have v'eile, so that connects to the previous parasha. When it just says eile these, that disqualifies it, cuts you off from the previous part. So literally eile pasel, the eile disqualifies the earlier one. So mi, I think it's a Rashi Mishpatim. Mi chacham v'yishmor eile. So who's the eile? That's a chacham. Who's a chacham? Who's a chacham? V'yishmor eile. He will guard eile by passeling the Rishonim, by saying your deeds aren't what they should be. Not that a person's going to get depressed and down on himself. We're talking about people who feel very good about themselves. And yet, they're always trying to improve their deeds. That gives life spice. It's exciting. It's fun. Get better. And there's a special maila to do a cheshbon nefesh every day, like the Heilige Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzadik, and Paris is B'shalach, the Zayin Hei. V'haya b'yom ha-shishi v'echinu atz asher yaviyu v'haya mishnah asher asher yilkatu yom yom. And it was on the sixth day, you should prepare on the sixth day. It's talking about taking the lechem mishnah that you take every day, you take double on the sixth day. So there are four times a person has to make a cheshbon nefesh. Every night, Erev Shabbos, Erev Rosh Chodesh, so now it's both Erev Shabbos and Erev Rosh Chodesh, to make a double cheshbon nefesh. And Erev Yom Kippur. Some people only do it certain times, some of these times, but not all of them. But Anshei Maila are makbid all the time to make Cheshbonos HaNefesh, Cholayla, Erev Shabbos, Erev Rosh Chodesh, Erev Kippur. And that's what it means. V'haya B'yom HaShishi V'echinu Es Asher Yaviyu. At the very least, once a week, on Friday, prepare everything that you're going to bring. You should do hachana and see what am I taking with me. It's a good thing to think about on Friday. And then the pasuk continues, v'haya mishneh. Mishneh is obviously osios neshama. I bet you knew that. So mishneh is osios neshama. So that will give you the neshama yaseir on Shabbos. So vaya b'yom hashishi v'echinu asher yaviyu, if you're doing a cheshbon nefesh on Friday vaya mishneh, then you're going to have this neshama yaseir. Ow! But there's an even bigger maila, asher yilkatu yom yom, that you gather every day. Every day you make the cheshbon nefesh. You don't wait till Friday, because then it's already a lot. You have to the whole week's, all the whole week's averus. Do it every day. Take care of yourself every day. Much better. And we can add on a remez. V'haya mishneh asher yilkatu yom yom. V'haya zlashem simcha. The mishneh is osios neshama. So there's a tremendous simcha if asher yilkatu, if you gather your deeds and you do a cheshbon nefesh every day. Lios mimorah d'chushbana. V'tzrichem l'kvoa itim l'cheshbon. And you have to make special times to do cheshbon nefesh. Like a businessman who has times where he figures out how he's doing in business. Is he making money? Is he losing money? So too a person in spirituality. He's always making cheshbonos. Like the vision Sardai and Rav David Schneebalg said, explains the Mishnah, Ein lecha udim she'ein lo yishuit. There's no person that doesn't have a time. Literally, everybody has their hour. Everybody has their 15 minutes of fame. Everybody has their special moments. But the Vizan Sadayin said, Ein l'cha'udim. There's no person. She'ein lo shah. You're not a person if you don't have a shah. If you don't have a time to do a cheshbon nefesh. You want to be an adam. You want to be on the madregas ha'adam. Then you have to have a shah. You have to have an hour. You have to have time to make cheshbon nefesh. But ein l'cha'adam. You're not a person if she'ein lo shah. If you don't have a time to make a cheshbon nefesh. And it's well known the words of the Orachaim HaKadosh in the Pasuk in Devarim, Perek Dal, Pasuk Lamates, V'yadata Hayom HaShavos HaLevavecha, V'yadata Hayom, At the end of the day, you should make a cheshbon of all of your ma'asim on that day, and know that your that day is a you're a marid chushbon, or you're a man who makes a cheshbon and nefesh of all your days, and then ba'ashivos elav avecha, and you're gonna bring to your heart. If you do a cheshbon and nefesh, you can bring to your heart v'yadat yamashivos elav avecha that there's a God. And you're going to return to him. Adam Sarach L'chashev. V'er halt oif der velt. L'chashev is matzav nafshu elamai. Sarvu shein lo zman. A person has to think, where am I holding in this world? But he thinks there's no time. V'aldoi yesh l'slonein shein lo zman b'shvil atzmo. This we should complain about. Oi, he has no time for himself. Tzum aigenim leivin for his own life. And osei ba'olam oli latz or a fort. Mitten tug, he just goes, he doesn't stop. A person has to stop. Say, how did I do? How am I doing? Where am I going? You don't want to go bankrupt. You have to make a cheshbon and nefesh, just like you make a cheshbon and gashmias, cheshbon and ruchnias. But it's not enough to have a yediyah. You have to feel it also. Just like a person, sometimes you try to get somewhere and one path doesn't work. So you go a different way. Like it says in the pasuk in Bereishis, Lamed Aleph, Mem Beis, Re'e Elokim b'yochach emesh. Re'e Elokim is Rashi Tevis. Re'e Elokim b'yochach is Rashi Tevis. Re'u, and emesh is yesterday. Every day you should look at yesterday. How you did yesterday? Yom yom yaviyabi omer v'lay lay yachabed das. Every day speaks, and every night expresses an opinion. Meaning, every day says to you, to the next day, that's the Abi Omer, the day is talking to the next day. And it's saying, yesterday the Yetzirah offered me a good geschäft. He told me this is going to be great for me. And he completely messed me over. So don't listen. That's what you learn from your mistakes. It seems like a wise person and a clever person. A wise person learns from his own mistakes, and a clever person learns from his own mistakes, and a wise person learns from other people's mistakes. I think that's how it goes. I'll go upon him, so that every day tells you, look at the mistakes I made yesterday. The Yetzirah offered me this and offered me that. Don't listen. And Laila Laila Chavet Das, and the night expresses an opinion, and it says, hey, last night I made this mistake. Don't make it again tonight. To think about this world and how fast this world goes by compared to Olam HaNetzach. Oh my gosh. A mitzvah is eternity. And this world is like the blink of an eye. Like the Heiligim Reinom, the Zhikover. I daven in his great-great-grandson's shtiebel. It's really a caravan. One day it'll be a nice shul. The Imre Noyam, Ala Pasuk, and Shmos Chaf Aleph, Perak Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Ve'ela Mishpatim Mesher Tassim Lefneim. So the Yetzirah, the Yetzirah Atov, the Yetzirah Nekrei Mishpatim. The Yetzirah and Yetzirah Tov are called judgments. They judge a person, like a Maimer Chazal, Beinonim Zev Zeh Shoftan. That the person who's a Beinoni, both his Yetzirah Atov and Yetzirah judge him. He has to deal with both. Yetzirah Adam Asadu Tanotzov Ne Yetzirah Levar Lefanav Ech Shemei Aroi Sheivro Lo Lelech Bedarche Hashem Vlashmo Bekol Vlo Batzis Chatoim Zeh Eila Mishpatim. Haynu elam mishpatim shaladam yeter tov yeter ra. Asher tasim lefneim shetesadir lefneim tanosecha. You have mishpatim. You have a yeter hara and yeter tov that are judging you. And asher tasim lefneim, you have to place before them your tainas. And what are you going to tell these mish? What are you going to tell your yeter tov and yeter ra? What tainas are you going to? What claims are you going to make? Pasuk continues. Kisaknei avri. Perish, afim tikna lecha kinyana yiske olam hazev etatzlech bo b'dosecha v'iskecha shavata ba'olam over halazeh v'zeo evit ivri shavata v'alt ba'olam over. That even if you get kinyana olam hazev, you get a beautiful house and 4 cars and 16 swimming pools and 85 airplanes and you buy 14 countries. So kisigna, you make a lot of kinyanim. For what? That's an evit ivri. You were oved for an olam over. It's a passing world. Sheishanim Yavod. 6 years you're going to work. What's the 6 years? Corresponds, each year corresponds to 10 years of your life. All of your work is for 60 years. And then you're not going to be able to do so much anymore. After a person's 60, he doesn't have his full kochos anymore. I don't know if you know everybody over 60, but they're not exactly at the top of their game. They were playing better ball back 40 years earlier. That's it. Uvashviis. So that's you're working for these 60 years. And then after 70 years, which is, it makes the days of our life for 70 years, it says in Tehillim. Today we're a little healthier. We get a little bit of a bonus, a few more years sometimes if we're lucky. Then a person goes out free, the pasuk continues. He's free from mitzvahs. And he can, chas v'shalom, leave this world without mitzvahs. So why should I possibly go follow the Yetzer Hara? And then I'm obviously going to follow the Yetzer HaTov. And that's also you can explain the pasuk this way as well. If you become an Eved Ivri, if you become a Yiddish Eved, you become an Eved Hashem, then Sheish Shanim Yavod, 6 years you're going to work, for the 6 years you're going to do Avodas Hashem. And then, says the Imaynom, the Shikavar, then this after 70 years of Shavis, then you're going to go to Olam Haba, but you're going to have a lot there. And that's the biggest tiny you can give the Yetzer Hara. What am I going to do with all my money after I'm dead? You tell him, it really doesn't lie. You can't take it with you. I've been to many funerals. No pockets in the Tachrichim, they say. No pockets. The famous story, I've heard about a number of people. It was a very, very, very wealthy man. And he left his kids at Savoy. He said, only open it up. Open it up after I die. He left them at Savoy. And after he died, they opened it up. His will. And he said, I want you to bury me with sacks. And they went to the Chevra Kedisha, and they said, our father wants us to bury him in sacks. And the Chevra Kedisha said, no way. He said, our father insists on sacks. We have to honor his wishes. He said, no way. No way. No way. They refused to allow it. So they had to bury him without sacks. He had given them another envelope. That envelope, he said, open up 30 days after I'm dead. And they opened up the next envelope, and he said, look, children, you can't even take your sacks with you. Whew. Look at how much you work for the Gashmis. Look at how much you work for the Ruchnias. Like the Sfar Makdoshan explained the pasuk, for my enemies, I become wise in your mitzvahs because they are to me forever. May I buy from Misone and Efesh, from people who are oisek all their lives in Tanugi Olam Hazeh. From them I learn a Musar Haskel. May oivai, techakmeni mitzvah, I learn about your mitzvahs. Because they're running after Olam Hazeh, and it's larik. Can't even go with your sacks. So therefore, what do? Mitzvah, I'm running after your mitzvahs. Ki loilam hili, they last forever. A person gives so much of his time and effort for Taivas Hagashmios. And how much does he really enjoy it? He's always working. He's always working. And then in the end, he goes into his grave. Yitzbor, it says in Tehillim Lamites Zayin, he's tzover, he accrues wealth in this world. And then who's going to take it? Today here, tomorrow gone. But a person who is Osek in Kinyanei Netzach, so he really has something. And that's what it means. When it says, Vayabo Yaakov Shalem, Rashi says, Me Esav Mi Lavan. Yaakov was Shalem from Esav and Lavan. Yaakov Avinu was Konish Shalem was from Esav and Lavan. When he saw how much their Osek and their Gashmias, he learned how to be Osek and Ruchnias. So we learn from the Yetzer Hara. We learn from the Kochos Hara. What they do, we do for the good. And that's what Yaakov Avinu asked. V'nosnali lechem lechol beged lilbosh. She asked Hashem for bread to eat and clothing to wear. Beged is atbash. Atbash is aleph. Switches into a tuf. and a bays switches into a shin, and that's how the you take the alphabet and they're interchangeable letters, the first with the last, the second is the second with the second to last, etc. So beged is an atbash is sheker. So from the redifas hasheker of Esav and Lavan, Yaakov learned how to serve Hashem. That's going to be his beged lilbosh. That's going to be the garments that he wears, the Torah and mitzvahs, the levushei nafsho, that Yaakov is going to wear. And he takes the sheker and he turns it into kesher. So he learns from the beged, from the sheker. Lilbosh, he wears the Torah and mitzvahs, he turns the sheker into kesher, kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we can explain Rashi on the pasukim Lavan garti v'targum mitzvah shamarti v'lalamati m'masav aroim. I live with Lavan and I kept the targum mitzvah and I didn't learn from his evil deeds. What's the havamin? Yaakov Avinu is going to learn from Lavan. We can say that Rashi means that Yaakov Avinu is saying you know where I learned to answer no against the Yetzer Hara? V'lo is Begematria Hevel. You know where I learned that it's all Hevel, that it's all nonsense? From Lavan, from his Maisim Raim, from the Shtus of Lavan, I learned to be good. The law that I learned it was all Hevel. And not to listen. I learned from Lavan's Maisim Raim. So, this is enough. Not enough. It's a lot more. But I think 21 minutes and 50 seconds of Musar is, for right now, good. And we will mirtz Hashem, I hope, continue, b'siyata d'shmaya. And we should all be zoche, l'lmod, u'lamed, lishma v'lasos, and to be misa'ale, and show with him. Tamid b'simcha. If it's not b'simcha, forget it. It always has to be b'simcha. That's our avod in this world, to always be b'simcha and our avod is Hashem. Tachas shalom, avad et Hashem lokecha b'simcha b'tuv leva. It has to be avdus Hashem, but it has to be b'simcha. And that's chus will be zochah b'karav mamish to be as Mashiach tzidkenu and the tikkun hashalom imheru v'yameinu amen v'amen. Good Shabbos and a good chodesh to my very, very sweetest friends.